even though this doesn't count, it becomes the issue right now. You know, the issue is that we can't have slow starts like that. If on offense they got to start fast, and on the defense side of the ball we got to start fast on both sides. You know, we can't never let the game get away from us like that quick in the first two series. But you know, we bounced back. We started paying attention close to details. We started covering better. We started rushing better. We started getting off the ball, getting to the ball, and you know, but we can't start off like that ever.
Was it communication a little bit at the beginning?
Yeah, communication, you know, they're getting the ball out quick, you know, just a little bit of everything, you know. We don't point the blame, you just got to do better.
Everton, how much of it plays into the fact that different teams treat preseason games differently?
Yeah.
They talked about big game plan for this, you guys don't.
Yeah, we didn't really game plan for it, but at the end of the day, football is X's and O's. You know, you get lined up, you key a guy, you pay attention to the details, you know. My guy, is he run blocking me? Is he giving me a pass set? Is he kicking back? Is he trying to reach me? Is he trying to overreach me? You know, different things. You know, you play your keys and your keys take you to the ball. You know, it's all about paying attention to detail. And, you know, if they game plan this or not, you know, you go out there and you still pay attention to your details and you should be able to still cover the guy or get the sack or get off the block or do whatever it takes.
If a fan watched this game tonight and saw you guys give up those two touchdowns and they're concerned.
It happens. You know, it's football. You know, you're never going to be perfect. You know, you're going to have games like this season. You're going to face adversity. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about us coming together as a unit and going out there and start executing and start doing our job on a high level. It's not about pointing the blame. It's not about, oh, do your job. It's about, come on, let's bring together. Let's recuperate and let's go back there, out there and strike and get off the ball and make plays.
When you take into consideration Seattle heading off to a good start against you guys last week and tonight, are there any concerns?
I'm not worried about Seattle. I'm worried about what we did today.
Are there any concerns overall?
No, it's not. No concerns about the defense. You know, it happens in this game. You know, it happens in the league. Yeah, that's it.
And then when you also see young guys that are fighting for their jobs, you know, when you see down the line where they execute the two-minute drill well, that can also lift guys like you that don't really need to fight for your job.
Absolutely. You know, when you got guys out there fighting to the last minute and we're not overlooking a win is a win in the National Football League, preseason or not. But at the end of the day, in order to be great, you got to play great on each and every series. And each and every play is not going to be great. Each and every down, each and every half is not going to be perfect. But you got to strive for that to be able to win games. And because the margin for error in this league is very slim, and if you start off slow like that, it's hard to bounce back sometimes. But it just shows you that, you know, we still got some work to do, and we still got to, you know, we got to make it happen.
Thank you.